NASA will soon ship two containers the size of refrigerators from a remote Army base in Utah to the Johnson Space Center in Houston. These containers will have cosmic cargo, metallic wafers embedded with billions of bits of the sun. They were aboard the Genesis spacecraft when it crashed in the Utah desert 3 weeks ago. Scientists have been trying to extract useful solar samples from the wreckage. Yesterday, some reporters got to see what they've come up with, and that includes NPR's Howard Berkus.
Getting to the Utah Army base is a two-hour odyssey, including endless desert roads, checkpoints with armed guards, and herds of grazing antelope. But arriving at NASA's temporary cleanroom there amounts to entering a small and focused world where shards of metal are examined for the tiniest survivors of the latest space mishap.
What they're doing is they're removing the fragments of the high-speed solar wind regime fragments off of the isogrid in that array and cleaning them up, documenting, and packaging them up for shipment.
NASA's Eileen Stansberry supervises the cleanroom team, including two people shrouded in white smocks, caps, and gloves. We watch through clear walls as they use tweezers to maneuver metallic scraps. They're remnants of the panels and wafers that gathered microscopic particles of solar wind during the Genesis space mission. Some of them shattered when Genesis crashed to Earth after its parachutes failed to deploy. But others seem unscathed, as Stansberry demonstrates from inside the clean room.
This is the entire collector here. It's in excellent shape, as you can see.
Stansberry holds a thin and bright gold wafer about the size of a canning jar lid.
The gold can abrade off very easily, and so I want to be a little careful in handling these. But again, there were a number of these collectors that were intact and a number of large fragments, so we've got a lot of good science available to us from the mission.
Genesis returned with billions of particles of solar wind embedded in these wafers, fragments, and shards. They may carry new clues to the origin and evolution of our solar system. But even though they appear relatively intact, there may be contamination from the salty soil Genesis plowed into and from pieces of mangled spacecraft.
There is a challenge in cleaning off the surface contamination without doing further damage to either the collector materials or embedding that contamination at depth and thereby perturbing the sample itself. Not a trivial thing to do.
NASA has some experience doing that and will also seek advice from experts in cleaning semiconductor chips. But there's still some uncertainty amid confidence that NASA's $260 million Genesis mission succeeded.
Until the scientists in the community start analyzing things, I can't tell you how much science they're going to get, because you don't know until you analyze them what you're going to see. I have no doubt that there will be good, important, useful scientific data coming out of this.
The cleaning and analyzing could begin next week after the Genesis solar wind samples are secretly shipped to the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Howard Berkus, NPR News.